across Wisconsin from Civic Media. This is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense from the shores of Lake Wissota, where it's another beautiful day up north. It's a little cloudy, but pleasant just the same. 68 degrees for folks listening on our home base, 93.5 The Tap. It's Wednesday, July 5th, also known as Pat and Sherry's 37th wedding anniversary. So happy anniversary to that bride of mine who is on her way to work as we speak after having a really nice long weekend off with a daughter and grandkids here. It's been just wonderful. Green Bay clocking in at 73 this morning. Folks in Ashwaubenon listening to the talk of Green Bay. In Delafield, 68 degrees. Balsam Lake, 62 for folks tuning in on Lake Air. In Marshfield at 69 degrees and Mazamani coming in at 74. Here's what's on tap this morning. Are you perhaps as borderline addicted to Twitter as the host of this little morning show? Then both of us need to go outside and play a little bit more, since Elon Musk has made more moves that show he seems content to basically burn the Birdie platform to the ground. So we will take our guests that we did not hear on Monday and Tuesday while we were off, bring them in today, and get some more ideas on how to go outside and play in Wisconsin. We'll have Sherita Booker's review of the most clicked Up North News stories and social media videos and such. Christina Lurie will preview upcoming features from our daily newsletter and have several ideas for enjoying Wisconsin without constantly having to check your cell phones. Then, in our 7 o'clock hour, with a growing chorus of voices urging Governor Tony Evers to veto the Republican version of a new state budget, we'll review the ways in which Wisconsin taxpayers are already getting fleeced by having to send more money to voucher schools that are less transparent, feel free to discriminate, and offer at best a mixed bag of results. And so we'll talk to a couple of guests in our 7 a.m. hour about that. Along the way, if you have comments on any of these topics or today's top stories, want to tell us what you were up to over the weekend, you can talk to folks on more than half a dozen stations across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network by calling our studio line at 844-967-2789 or send us a note, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Here's our usual reminder that Up North News is a separate entity from Civic Media. You can find the work that we do at upnorthnewswi.com, but you can follow this show and all the shows on Civic Media at the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Spring and Aaron Zommer's out in Madison, who's holding things down there at the home base, and see how the holiday weekend went for you. I know you were working for part of it, unlike your lazy host that took the long weekend, but how'd the weekend go otherwise?
It was good. Starting to get settled into my new apartment, getting things unpacked. Unfortunately, still suffering from some early summer allergies, as I'm sure you can hear.
Yesterday. I know that, you know, for people, when it's spring and the trees are first, you know, starting to bloom and the plants are blossoming. So if you have it this much later, is it because it's tied to a specific, like, late blooming tree or plant or something? Or
probably. But I don't know.
Is it A? Is it when they're cutting the hay crop? Is that what does it for you?
Maybe. I'm honestly not sure.
Okay. Well, I hope it gets better soon here. We had, like I mentioned, we had a couple of grandkids here, the 4-year-old, the 1-year-old. So if I sound a little ragged, it's not allergies. It's somebody who turned 59 over the weekend and is trying to keep up with little humans. But
yeah, I hope you enjoyed your 4-day celebration of your birth and the country.
And the country too, you know, it was fine. I have learned that I am, I don't want to say immune to fireworks, because I mean, they get really loud all around Lake Wissota. People, you know, are setting their money on fire and, you know, popping fireworks, and they appear to be getting louder all the time. Boy, when it's time to sleep, I'm going to sleep. I hear them as I'm, you know, crawling into bed at too early an hour for the 4th of July, but you know, those things, they don't bug me. Other people, I know it just bugs the tar out of them, but you know, if that's what you want to do with your money, go for it. I'm going to sleep just the same. I don't know what the situation's like in Madison, or if everybody just goes to the regular organized, you know, show that you have there in the city.
It was a little bit loud, but I was also able to just fall asleep. I was so tired.
Well, we had a full weekend here. So, and I had the satisfaction of, you know, we had good weather for most of the weekend, but then we did have a line of thunderstorms that was approaching. And are there many things more satisfying than timing out a task outdoors to get it done, you know, before the rains or the storms come? And that's what I did with some grilling yesterday. Just your basic grilling, you know, burgers and dogs and brats, things like that. But, you know, to know and to be constantly looking at the weather app on your phone, you know, to see if you're going to have to, you know, bail out and to get it all done before the storm comes is a nice thing. Because then I could get inside, watch the Brewers and Cubs, which was amazingly satisfying on Monday with that come from behind victory. A little less so yesterday, but still. You know, anytime you can come from behind and at least tie a division rival like the Cubs, that's some good stuff. And, you know, the crowds, as always, sounded very raucous there. And the folks that won tickets on this program were at the game Monday. And then they'll play again a couple more times here. So hopefully everybody enjoyed that as well. So as I mentioned, we'll take a break first. We'll talk a bit more about the Cubs and the Brewers playing, a couple of other quick sports notes. And then we'll hear from Sherita Booker about the most clicked on stories around Up North News. Christina Lori later in this hour. We've got today's history lesson, some birthdays, a little music break, including starting, you know, right after the commercial here, somebody in the music world who has a birthday on this day. So stick around for all that and much more ahead on this Wednesday morning midweek edition of Up North News Radio. We'll be back here up north. As mentioned, there's one musical birthday to tell you about here. Mark Cohn is 64, who gave us Walking in Memphis. More coming up at 6:50. Time for sports now at 6:15. A left fielder, Ian Happ from the Cubs, threw two runners out at home in extra innings, and the Cubs pulled out a 7-6 win over the Brewers in 11 innings on Tuesday after squandering a late lead for the second consecutive game. In both games, Monday and Tuesday, the Cubs put up six runs. They looked to be in a position to win, but the Brewers would come chipping right back. They won on Monday. But as far as yesterday went, well, they did score twice in the eighth, twice more in the bottom of the ninth to tie it. Then in the bottom of the 10th, pinch runner Andrew Monasterio was placed at second base as the automatic runner. He tried to score the winning run on Owen Miller's one-out single to left, but Happ cut him down at the plate. Then, later, Miller tried to tag up from third and score the tying run on a pop fly to left from Bryce Terang. But again, Happ threw him out at the plate in the 11th to end the game. Game three is this evening. Game four is tomorrow afternoon. Then the Cincinnati Reds come to town for the weekend before starting the All-Star break. Catch the Brewers on News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, or in the Fox Valley at Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. The U.S. Senior Open wrapped up at Century World during this past weekend. Bernard Langer won it with a two-stroke victory over home state favorites Steve Stricker and Jerry Kelly. Stricker came in second. Jerry Kelly finished third. And good news for Bucks fans, if you missed it over the weekend, they retained their big man, Brooke Lopez, and also Chris Middleton. So a couple of favorites that, you know, we worried might be lost to free agency are, in fact, going to be back for the new season. So it was over the weekend that, once again, Elon Musk took to Twitter and took one giant step closer to turning it into something even more useless, even more a shell of its former self. You see, if you're on Twitter, or at least were, much like TikTok and Instagram, you can scroll with abandon. And some people scroll all day. And even if they're just like somebody in the news business and you're scrolling looking for news, you know, there's not a limit. You're looking for, you know, what's going on out there in the world. I've always compared Twitter to the old Associated Press teletype machines in newsrooms. It's just a constant stream of either news or garbage, depending on how you set up your feed. Anyway, over the weekend, Musk put some new curfews, basically, on the digital town square. something that's probably going to drive away advertisers and continue to undermine its cultural influence as a trendsetter. Remember, Musk bought the platform for $44 billion last year, laid off roughly three-fourths of the workforce to cut costs, and then saw advertisers bail out because of changes that have allowed more hateful content and offending a wider part of the audience. I can testify. The stuff that comes up automatically in my Twitter feed now is garbage, to put it kindly. I did not ask for these things to be there, but it's what, you know, Elon Musk wants me to see, and it's why I'm constantly looking at some alternatives, whether it's Mastodon, Post, Blue Sky. Meta has a new one coming out tomorrow called Threads. Anyway, all these new rules are designed to relieve the Twitter infrastructure, because another cost-cutting move. But for folks who use Twitter to keep up with a sports game or extreme weather conditions or a major news event, they're going to hit those new limits and be unable to see or post information. And they're going to check out. You know, the limit is that if you, what Musk wants is people to pay him after he overpaid $44 billion. If you're not a monthly subscriber, a paid subscriber, you're going to be restricted to the number of posts you can see per day. And then verified accounts will have a higher limit, but a limit just the same. So it got us to thinking about ways that maybe we could put down the phone and go outside. And usually on Mondays and Tuesdays, we talk to, you know, Sharita Booker and Christina Lori. So I've talked to both about what they're working on for Up North News. And up next, we're going to hear my conversation with Sharita about some of the more clicked stories, Christina Lori about what's in our newsletter, all with the same theme of, you know, there's a lot happening in Wisconsin. Why don't you go outside and be a part of it? We normally on Mondays visit with Sharita Booker, who does all the social media posting for Up North News. Of course, Monday being my birthday, it was a national holiday, and Tuesday the same. So here's Sharita now to tell us about some of the stories that were quite popular on Up North News on all of our various accounts last week. Sharita, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Hey, good. We're in July now. We're into summertime. Folks who are going to go camping are going to do that now, or people who are curious about it are going to do the same. And they must like getting some ideas on camping, because there was a camping theme that was one of our most clicked on graphics over the past week. Tell us about it.
So we put together a map of Wisconsin campgrounds with the best water features. So that includes water slides, splash pads, paddle boats, and all sorts of activities. And we highlighted spots from southern to northern Wisconsin. So there's something for everyone. And if you didn't find any place that's near you, we also have a link that you can click that has more places in Wisconsin with those water features.
Were there, I would imagine in the comments, much like the outdoor music venue and the favorite beer and everything, I'm guessing some other folks put in their own pitch for their own favorite campgrounds along the way?
Of course, we had so many comments for that. People definitely have their favorites, and they also have some more recommendations for places that aren't exactly campgrounds. So if it's just like you're, you know, in the city and you just want to go to a splash pad for the day, there are comments to places like that as well.
See, that this is where I like the digital age we live in, you know, the internet age, where, you know, it's not just the TV anchorman talking to you, that people can say, well, hey, here's an idea too. Here's another idea. I hope that it was much like the outdoor music venue one, where like nobody went all trollish on politics and stuff. Save that for the political stories. But what about you? Do you have your own favorite campground or your own favorite water feature when you want to do something with the family?
So when I do water activities, it's usually in Wisconsin Dells. So we always go to like a water resort, like in like the Kalahari or something like that. So, and if we do anything outdoors, it'll be like the water resort outdoor park versus going inside, because, you know, in the wintertime, that's what we usually do.
Oh yeah. Yep.
But I don't go camping much, honestly.
No, I haven't in a long time either, since my Boy Scout days, but nothing against it. It just never gets very high in the priority list compared to other people. You know, I'm driving from Rice Lake to Chippewa Falls last Sunday, and, you know, 53 is just filled with folks who are in their RVs and towing their boats. And you can tell we are just an amazing destination for people who do want to spend, you know, summertime in the great outdoors. Unfortunately,
There's been something that's been hampering that time in the great outdoors, and that's been the great big number of fires up in Canada. And unfortunately, it's led to some visuals that are compelling, if not a little depressing or even unhealthy.
Yeah, so we posted a video to our social media accounts of Milwaukee and how bad the air quality is looking outside, or how it was looking outside last week. There was an advisory, and they are warning people to stay indoors for a few days there. And Wisconsin also put out an advisory for multiple days during that time as well. The DNR, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate here that while we have definitely had some smoky days where, you know, out on the horizon, it gets really hard to see, but it's more kind of in the whitish, grayish, you know, fog kind of smoke. But those pictures from the Milwaukee and Chicago areas where sometimes it's just, you know, brown or almost orange, and it looks just awful. And I can only imagine, Sharita, that you've had to spend more time indoors than usual, at least last week when all this was really getting bad.
Yeah, I had to let my kids know it wasn't a day to go out, or the next couple of days we weren't going outside. And it's kind of depressing sitting in the house for so many days during nice weather. So we found things to do, but hopefully the rest of the summer is pretty in the clear.
Oh, sure. Hope so. As hopefully more of these fires get under control. But again, if there are and continue to be air quality advisories, we'll certainly put up posts about them and appreciate people's feedback on it. Last but not least, from the news side of thing, there's a website story that I worked on. And I think people are very happy to hear that internet connections in Wisconsin are going to keep getting better.
Yeah, that should be very significant for people in rural areas. And you know more about this than I do, Pat, since you wrote it.
Well, exactly. And that's simply because the way that, look, the comparison was made to rural electrification. When that got started in the 1930s, 90% of America's farms had no electricity in their homes, in their barns. And if you'd have waited for, you know, some private company to come out and do it, who knows how much longer it would have taken. And so, you know, the government undertook a project to get everybody hooked up. That's what has to happen in the here and now with high-speed internet. Sure, there's all kinds of big companies. I knew this in the legislature. We worked on a bill where AT&T, you know, at the time was really looking to expand, and they said, we're going to go all over Wisconsin, but it turned out they spent a lot of time in the suburbs early on. That's where they can make the money. Now, the Biden administration and the Evers administration are taking this much more seriously, getting broadband-worthy internet connections out to everybody in Wisconsin. And Sharita, you know that means, you know, closer to your home base in Milwaukee too. There are either dead zones or there are places that have service, but the service isn't always reliable. It's not always high speed service. So I mean, there's room for improvement everywhere, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had like a lot of outages, you know, in Milwaukee, even in my neighborhood. It's pretty often. I feel like every month at least there's some kind of outage. So hopefully that'll improve in the future.
And the thing that you need is competition. By and large, you only get one choice, you know, for a cable company or an internet service provider. And so hopefully once you get that, you know, first company in, maybe other people come in and compete and improve on it. But again, a lot of people were reading that story because it does have appeal. They like seeing that somebody is finally taking this seriously and doing something about our internet connection speeds. So for those stories and more, Sharita Booker is putting them up on all of our social media feeds, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and TikTok and whatever else is coming along next. Sharita is going to be on top of it. Hey, thanks again. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you this morning. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
So about the infrastructure, a little bit more about that. You know, as we know, the bipartisan infrastructure law is going to push about $42 billion in projects around the country. And it was truly bipartisan, got a number of Republican votes in the House and the Senate, none of them from Wisconsin. Every Republican from Wisconsin voted against this. Now, near as I can tell, and I'll count on you to tell me if I'm wrong, none of the Republicans so far from Wisconsin have been as stupidly shameless as others were this past week when they were talking up some of the benefits of the infrastructure bill coming to their state. Senator Tommy Tuberville put up a post about how, you know, broadband funds are coming to Alabama to boost efforts there. And Texas Senator John Cornyn tweeted an article about Texas getting $3 billion for broadband. And Representative Nancy Mace even hosted a press conference to celebrate $26 million coming to Charleston, South Carolina. One small problem, as others were quick to point out, all three of them voted against the bipartisan infrastructure bill, and so don't get to take credit for anything. They did nothing to make these good things happen in their district. Christina Laurie next, here up north. Now let's do the uplift, which, again, normally done on Tuesdays, but because of the holiday, here we are on this Wednesday, July 5th. I think we all know what comes next. Happy birthday to you, Christina. Yes, right?
I did. I didn't know you knew.
I pay attention to things. I do.
I thought you were singing a belated happy birthday to America, and I was like, no. Oh, that's cute. I was going to jump on board.
It's all for you. You're a July 5th baby, huh?
I am. The fun story about that is that my parents are huge Sox fans, and they went to the game on the 4th of July, and my mom was obviously very, very pregnant, and she was ready to have a child, so she ate a nachos with a ton of jalapenos. So if you are, I mean, I only have like a one case study in this, but if you're highly pregnant, feeling uncomfortable, and you eat a lot of jalapenos, your baby is guaranteed to be born within hours.
I like that's a medical survey N of one, and hey, it works. So there you go. All right. Well, there we are. See, we got this week. They got me on the 3rd, you on the 5th, America somewhere in the middle. My wedding anniversary today. It's just a big, big day on the calendar. So anyway, happy birthday.
Oh, and happy anniversary to you and your wife.
Thank you very much.
How many years?
37.
Wow.
I know.
It's weird. You got married when you were 2.
Yeah, right. Oh, the years they go by. And actually, since we're still really off topic, Labor Day this year will mark the 40 years since we first met at a bar on Water Street in Eau Claire. So there you go. 40 years of magic, all because the drinking age was 18 back then. So
I mean, while we're just celebrating anniversaries, we should just invite people to call in and just tell us if it's your birthday or anniversary. We're just going to shout them out.
Well, especially if it's near a holiday like this, because you and I both had birthday parties that were either impacted or weren't held because everybody was gone for the 4th of July. So we always hear about the people with Christmas birthdays, but frankly, anybody else with a birthday near a holiday, you can call in and tell us your tale of woe, because you will find a sympathetic ear right here with Matt and Christina. All right. Yeah. Now let's jump into it. First up on the uplift this week, I like this. I like this so much. Field trips. Field trips are a thing you always associate with, you know, childhood. And there are some places where it feels like every field trip goes and then you're kind of done. But you're saying there's a story here that field trips don't have to be done. What's it about?
Yes, this is actually the perfect segue because we were kind of talking about what it's like to be a kid, having birthdays, having summer birthdays, especially. The biggest thing that I felt like I always missed out on was bringing treats for my class for my birthday and feeling special. But the other day of school where you always feel special is anytime you're out on a field trip. So there are some places that you probably haven't been and maybe you didn't even think of until we put together this list of 15 amazing field trips that every Wisconsinite took as a kid and that are even better as an adult. So some of the places on this list, Pat, I want to test you out because you're the one who was born here. Old World, Wisconsin. Have you been there?
I have not, especially since I was not born here. I've been part of Wisconsin since I was 7, but the field trips were all, you know, over in the Twin Cities where you have to take the obligatory trip to Fort Snelling, which, you know, one of the first governors, you know, their house is open. And that was kind of their version of Old World Wisconsin, which I've read so much about and really want to get to. And it's just nice to think that I can take that field trip as an adult.
Yes. And then some that are a little more obvious, the state capitol building tour in Madison. Mm-hmm. It's really, really cool as an adult. Of course, I've only taken it as an adult, but especially in the summer, you can go on a nice day all the way up to the top of the dome. I mean, it's really just I was going to say once in a lifetime view, but you can go up there as many times as you want. The tour is free, open to everyone. It's really, really fun.
But it also works out really well if, as an adult field trip, your guide is a former state senator, because I got to do that with a bunch of Sherry's friends. We all gathered in Madison earlier this year for a 40-year class reunion for, you know, folks from Reidsville up there in Manitowoc County. And after we had breakfast at the Old Fashioned, I said, "You guys want to, you know, look around the Capitol?" They said, "Sure." And, you know, because of, you know, the job I used to have, I was given special access into other parts of the Capitol. And I was really surprised at how much of an impression it made on my wife's friends that they were able to get this adult insider tour of the state capitol.
That is awesome. I'm going to have to ask you for a tour next time you're in town.
There you go.
One other place, because I could go on and on about this. There are so many neat places that kids were lucky. If you did grow up here, you had a lot of neat field trips. Mm-hmm. This other one is Cave of the Mounds in Blue Mounds. They're like million of year old caves that you can go down into and see all the different fossils. Now, this is one I can't decide if it would be cooler as an adult or if the main allure is that kids don't really like conceptualize being claustrophobic yet. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know, like I went into a ton of caves. I'm trying to think, it's a very popular cave. The name's escaping me, in Kentucky, I believe, on a road trip. We used to drive to Atlanta a lot from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Growing up, and I went in a cave there, and I do not like caves. They're very, very claustrophobic. So if that doesn't bother you, Cave of the Mounds looks amazing, but I'm going to be staying above ground.
Don't blame you. For me, it's more about whether it's a confined space. For example, there's Crystal Caves over in the western part of the state, and we've been there for field trips for our daughters, but it's a very, very large cave that you're going through. I could never go into a very confined cave-like space. Just no way, wouldn't happen. But if it's one of those larger areas, yeah, I could see doing that, and I could see adults really liking it too.
The cave I was thinking of is Mammoth Cave in Kentucky. Oh. Mm-hmm. And that is amazing. And it's huge. But the problem is once you get down there, in order to really explore, then the things become tight. And it just, there's something just about, I'm an overthinker. So I'm sure I was just, you know, freaking myself out. But if you do visit, please take pictures and send them in to us, because we would love to see.
because that's the only way that Christina is going to see them at this point.
I'm making other people do my work for me.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. We actually, you know, one of our early stories for Up North News back in the summer of 2020 was a story about how Cave of the Mounds is reopening in the age of COVID, how they had self-guided tours and masks for sale. And I know we did some other story, I don't know if it was Cave of the Mounds or another place, where they also had after dark events that were adult only, and they had like a liquor license, so you could have like a little party in the caves. So
that is the most Wisconsin thing I've ever heard.
Isn't it though? Yes. Without a doubt. All right, let's move on to summer reading lists.
Yes. So we put together actually two summer reading lists that are live on our website right now. One is 8 books by Wisconsin authors that you should read this summer. A little sample, there's a murder mystery called A Death in Door County. I read it. It's really good. It's the first installment of a new mystery series by Annalise Ryan. Another one is by a UW-Madison Masters of Fine Arts alum called I Could Live Here Forever. And it's a really, it's one of those books I can't really explain without giving too much away, because I kind of forget the order that everything is revealed, but it's very much a page turner. And one last one called Tailspin, which would be really interesting for anyone that's likes historical fiction, likes history, enjoys nonfiction, because it's the real life tale of a Wisconsin veteran who his name is Gene Moran, and he fell 4 miles through the sky without a parachute, and he survived during the war. He landed on something. I can't give all the details away again, but it's just an incredible story that, again, I really think anyone could find value in. And it's nice to know that they're from a Wisconsin author. And then we also, if you are a book lover, you can tell that I am. I'm very chatty on this topic. We also compiled a list. We reached out to our entire nationwide team because Up North is just one branch of a parent group called Courier News. And so we had our writers, editors, digital managers, everyone across the country provide their favorite book that they've read recently. And we put those all on one summer reading list. I think there are more than 40 titles on there. And
46,
so
46, yes.
46. Okay. So if you want any recommendations from people that really are readers, and we are all different ages, genders, generations, we have all kinds of different interests. So there will, I can guarantee there's something on that list for you.
Sharita Booker, our social media manager, her contribution to it was the title of this book is My Sister, the Serial Killer.
Wow.
So there's that.
You can learn a little bit about us too, based on what we recommend and judge us.
Yes. Probably surprising nobody listening to this show because of how often I bring it up, but my contribution was Milked, the book by Ruth Conniff, How an American Crisis Brought Together Midwestern Dairy Farmers and Mexican Workers. But yeah, 46 different recommendations here from folks from all around the country who work for Courier Newsroom. And again, that is right up there on our website, upnorthnewswi.com. So yes, by all means, go and take a look at that. And there's still plenty of summer left to get some reading in.
Yes. And you're never too old, even though, you know, those summer reading library programs are geared towards kids. Now with Goodreads, it's sometimes fun to track how many books you read and do a little competition with your friends or family.
Then last but not least for this week, we're going to go back to the Capitol Square. We talked about concerts on the square previously, which, by the way, ended up being delayed because of all the smoke from the Canadian fires. But it'll ramp back up. And then something else that's very fascinating to see on Capitol Square. I've been to it once and would encourage it from other people as part of a road trip. And that would be Art Fair on the square. Tell us about that.
Yes, Art Fair on the Square is a huge draw here in Madison. If you've ever been on a farmer's market Saturday, it's very much a similar setup where you'll see the entire square lined in tents, but it's even bigger if you can imagine. There are tents on both sides of the street and down many of the side streets as well. It attracts more than, I think, 500 different artists, and they're all there at once. Whereas the farmers market, there's, I'll say, only about 150 vendors on any given Saturday. So it's more than three times as large as that. It draws more than 200,000 people, both Saturday and Sunday. And it's just a great way to support both tried and true artists and then those up and comers. They have a neat section. It's if you walk along just down State Street, the first couple booths on that street, there'll be like 8 to 12 booths that are all up and coming artists from Wisconsin. One of my friends was actually in that section last year. She owns a small art studio in Door County, and her art of choice is making maps, like very intricately drawn tiny maps that she frames in a cute way of a very specific town. So she has some of like Chippewa Falls, of Ellison Bay, they're kind of niche places. She's not just doing the obvious Milwaukee or Madison, but she really gets in there and she takes commissions only a few times a year. But that's the kind of art that you'll find here, something that you might never have seen anyplace else before. Something else that both my parents always come down for this because they enjoy, you know, browsing and picking up art. They really like these little signs. They're painted on ceramic and they have cute sayings. Both my mom and I have matching ones that say, love you to the moon and back. They also have like some funny quotes on there. Like, you know, it's your day doesn't start until you have coffee or they say it cuter than I do, but they have really good things at all different price points. Those are only about $10. And then they also have like massive paintings that real art collectors go out there for and they'll be bidding for that are thousands and thousands of dollars. So there really is something for everyone there too.
Well, there you go. So the three great ideas for things you can find over at the Up North News social media feeds from the birthday girl, Christina Laurie, who I suppose since you're in Madison, it's obligatory. I'm sure we'll see you at the Nitty Gritty later on for your birthday beverage.
You know, I've actually never done that. And
well,
now we
have a plan.
I know. Thank you.
I can't be there, but yeah, somebody's listening going to hear this. Take this girl out to the Nitty Gritty tonight. All right. Thanks, Christina. Have a great birthday.
Thank you, Pat.
Can't believe she hasn't been to the Nitty Gritty yet. Anyway, hey, coming up, Melissa Kay is going to join us from locally grown radio, WFHR. We'll have our history lesson and music break. Also, a federal judge curtails efforts to fight pandemic misinformation. And we'll tell you about Donald Trump's very sad 4th of July. All that, plus a whole lot about public education in our 7 o'clock hour ahead. You're up north. The aforementioned song is in no way a reflection on Melissa Kay from locally grown radio WFHR joining us. She does not have to hit the road yet, at least for another 8 minutes or so. Melissa, nice to have you here. As she continues plugging in. There we go. Getting all the knobs and dials just right. How was your holiday?
It was good. Very relaxed after the weekend was done.
Good. Well, nice to have you here. We play that tune because it was on this day in 1961 that Ray Charles released Hit the Road Jack and Unchain My Heart, which we'll hear a little bit later on. We played a whole lot of Huey Lewis from Huey Lewis in the News last Friday for the anniversary of the sports album hitting number one. Huey Lewis turned 73 years old today. And we already mentioned Mark Cohn from Walking in Memphis fame turning 64. Another song released on this day in 1965 came from the Four Tops. You're sweet as a honeybee. That, of course, would be the same old song on this day in 1965. Melissa, where are you on spam? Not the email. The edible kind.
Oh, I immediately went to the edible kind.
Yeah.
I love the fact that in Hawaii, they have so many more varieties of spam than we do here.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So many.
Do they really?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my
yeah,
goodness.
They have like a jalapeno spam and bacon spam. And there's just a ton of them.
There's a friend of mine and I like spam, but I've got a friend who loves spam. And so the best gift he ever got from somebody was like this full variety pack. His wife, not as big a fan of spam and did not like the way all her kitchen had all these different new odors, you know, for each flavor.
Oh,
but he loved them all. He just loved them. So
I got a can of spam as a prize once. It's like a trophy.
That's well, you know,
it's probably like two decades old now and it's still in the
it's
can.
It's still going to taste exactly the same. Yes. On this day in 1946, the first modern bikini was modeled at a swimming pool in Paris. A worldwide scandal ensued. On this day in 1948, the United Kingdom created the first national public health system, the National Health Service Act, and the U.S. has been behind the curve ever since. Another song released in the 1960s. Let's go to 1969, and this song released by The Who. On this day in 1994, Hootie and the Blowfish released their debut album, Cracked Rear View. It didn't take off for several more months to follow, but was released this day in 1994 and eventually just went bonkers with 21 million sales thanks to hits like We Want to Be With You. Jeff Bezos began Amazon on this day in 1994. On that same day in 1994, not only did Cracked Rear View come out, not only did Amazon begin, but on that same day, Shohei Ohtani was born. Japanese baseball player, he turns 29 years old today.
along with Amazon. And Melissa, I don't know where you and Aaron are on sports, but I don't think you have to be a big baseball fan to understand what Ohtani is doing in terms of being both this home run, you know, level hitter and, you know, this master pitcher. It's something that hasn't been seen since Babe Ruth, and others would say hasn't been seen ever, the way that he's doing these things. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's completely lost on the rest of the population.
All you, Aaron. I know nothing about baseball.
oh no.
Yeah, he's doing great things for baseball. I'm fully aware of all of it.
Oh goodness.
See,
okay.
I knew he would be.
Yeah. Okay, Melissa, we're taking you off the cultural hook for that one, I guess. Also, let's see. This day in 1997, the all-female Lilith Fair tour kicked off, organized by Sarah McLachlan. The show was in Washington State, that first show. Throughout the subsequent stops, the lineup would include Jewel, Suzanne Vega, Paula Cole, Emmylou Harris, Sheryl Crow, Fiona Apple, and many more. And on this day in 2008, Katy Perry began a 7-week run at number one on the singles chart with this hit. Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl, number one song this day in 2008. Melissa, you talked about your holiday. Aaron had a good holiday. I certainly did. I'm pretty sure the saddest holiday was held by Donald Trump, who simply posted, you know, the equivalent of tweets all day. He was just that cranky guy on social media. I don't want to say I feel bad for him, but it's kind of pitiful.
That sounds a little pathetic. I didn't hear anything about it because I'm not on Twitter or any.
No, and he's not either. He's on this little teeny tiny network of his. And so, as you know, as say the president and Jill Biden talked about celebrating the 4th of July, thinking of the countless service members who sacrificed so much to keep us safe, we'll always be in debt to those who defend our nation and democracy around the world. You had Donald Trump posting a mocked up image showing him dressed up as a general during the Revolutionary War. He passed along an image about the number of votes that he says he got in 2020, along with a flag reading, you know, F Biden. He talked about how he's never seen a pro Biden hat, t-shirt, or flag in his life, because apparently if you don't see signs and t-shirts,
it's all about the merch.
It's all about the merch with him. Yes. It's all about the money. So,
and sad and pathetic.
And plenty of other things like that that he does every holiday. What he's not in any parades, at any cookouts, you know, and anything that would actually look like something a presidential candidate does. Just the angry old man.
He didn't get invited.
No, I guess and the ones he did get invited to, he of course would not want to be seen, you know, in places like that, because they probably don't have a gold toilet. One other quick thing I wanted to bring attention to is that a judge on Tuesday, on the 4th of July, put out a ruling, which tells me this is a judge who's seeking attention, put out a note prohibiting the White House and several federal agencies from working with social media companies, claiming that the administration contacting social media companies gets in the way of protected First Amendment speech, when what the administration was trying to do was help knock down misinformation about the COVID pandemic. Mm. Now, again, I'm no First Amendment lawyer, but it seems to me that a government agency trying to keep people from dying is not the same as government censorship. But
no.
I could be wrong on that. Melissa, in just a few seconds here, what have you been doing or what you going to do on Locally Grown Radio?
We're going to have Sheriff Sean Becker in, I believe, or Wood County Sheriff's Department. I don't know who. It could be Becker. Or one of his fellow officers. And then on Friday, we're going to have Senator Patrick Teston in, I believe.
Okay.
Or maybe it was Krug. One of the two. We talked to both of them quite a bit. So
what we know is there will be guests, and they will talk about things that are going
on. That's what happens on Wisconsin Radio.
Wisconsin Rapids area. No, that's how these things go. Melissa, thanks so much. Glad you had a great holiday.
Yeah, you too, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much. All right, back with much more in our 7 o'clock hour. You're up, Norm.